Blog Talk Radio.
To go with tonight's broadcast, and it's going to be a pretty good one, I think. What do you think, Pastor Tasila?
I can't wait. I know the Lord is always good. He has something to bless all the people with all the time. His word is real, and it's true, and it's valuable, mm-hmm. and it's much needed in this realm at this time. To speak
exactly.
over the airway. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And by the way, everybody, you're listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Praise the Lord. And, what I would like for all of you to do at this point is to pick up your phones. Now, I tell you this every week, so you want to do this. Pick up your phones or grab your computers. Go to your inbox, text your families and friends, and encourage them to dial in right now. Encourage them. Just tell them, dial in right now. You know, the number to dial in is quite simple. It's 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. And we want you to dial in. Also, if you don't want to necessarily dial in, you can still listen to us if you just click on the picture or the link on Facebook. Just go to my Facebook page, T. Meyer McCain, T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R-M-C-C-A-I-N. Just go to my Facebook page and look for the post for this particular program and click on it and listen from your computer. And you can listen from your computer tonight and all this week. So if you miss it tonight or your friends missed it tonight, tell them that they can just go to my Facebook page and they can still hear the program. They click on the link on my Facebook page, okay? Okay? Oh, one more thing. You can also see T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook Live. Yes, keep your eyes and ears open. We will let you know. You can also find us on YouTube and many other social media platforms. You can see T. Meyer and Tasila on our program called The Message of Life. It's with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. The Message of Life. We're on hsbn.tv, and you can go to hsbn.tv at any time and catch one of our programs. We're also on other radio programs like iHeartRadio and many others. So tune in, The Message of Life. You don't want to miss it. There's a lot of good messages on there, and you get a chance to see Pastor T. Meyer and to seal it for yourself, okay? Also, remember the book, Who is God Unveiling the Mystery? Very good book, available right now on Amazon. If you order now, you will receive it in 2 days. So go ahead and order it and be blessed. You can also visit our website, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com, and browse through, and you'll see our video. You can order the book, Who is God Unveiling the Mystery, and much, much more. So go ahead and do that and be blessed. We want you to be blessed. And the Lord will truly bless you by visiting our website, also by ordering the book, and continue to be with us every week, every Wednesday, as we bring forth either guests or we bring forth messages that the Lord has given us to share with you, and we love doing that as well. So make sure that you tune in. So in the meantime, I'm going to tell you not to go away. We will be right back after this. All right, you are listening.
God, that he is worthy to be praised.
Amen, and he's beautiful. Wait till you see him in all of his glory and magnificence. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And then, wait a minute, what? Hold on. What's going on? I guess I can't fool anybody. You guys know what that means when we get into this segment. But Pastor Tasila, what are we going to talk about? What are we talking about today?
Well, I'm going to let you have the floor on that one because it's the title that you created, Following Christ.
Being led by
but
the Spirit
it's
of
the
God.
The moving of the Holy Spirit. What is
yes.
it?
Yes. Being led by the Spirit of God.
Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the movement of the Holy Spirit. Praise God about
mm-hmm.
that. We need
yes,
a supernatural
indeed.
Act at this time. We need to operate in the supernatural power of God. And
yes.
I know people think they have their needs met with their food and their shelter and all that and their money. But actually, it's real important that we offer all that we have unto the Lord and allow him to be our everything and give us the increase that we need, we're going to
yes.
need in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And to listen, yes, and to listen, to hear his voice, feel his presence, and follow his instructions. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the people, Lord, as we go through this message. And I pray that everyone is blessed by this and that people will be able to wax strong and draw closer to the Lord, wax strong in the Spirit and draw closer
mm-hmm.
to our King of Kings. Yes,
mm-hmm.
by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Of his might.
Being,
his Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes. Being led by the Spirit of God. In Matthew, mm-hmm. Jesus tells his disciples that his leaders should not exercise authority over one another. Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles, that's other nations, exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. Another word for minister is servant. And whosoever mm-hmm. will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even
wait,
as
wait,
the
wait,
son of...
Wait.
Huh?
I'm just going over that. Are you saying that those are in charge or on top or that are the ministers are the servants? The ones
yes.
that are around them. It's not that
yes.
the ones that are around them are servants to them, but they are
right.
servants. Oh my.
And some people get that mixed up. Some pastors feel like their congregation has to serve them all the time. You know, do
yeah.
this, do that, go here, go there, you know. And
carry
no, it's not
this,
like that. That's
carry
why they have
yeah.
yeah. Well, what do they call it? The armor bearer or something that they
yeah,
that some pastors have them. They have their yeah, and the person is just serving. No, if anything, pastor, you be the armor bearer. You serve
to the people.
The people. That's what we're supposed to do as pastors, as leaders. We're the servants. And it says even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to. Jesus didn't come for us to serve him, to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So we have to follow his example. Yeah, there is. Yeah, now that he's resurrected, we do serve him. But he
came
to serve.
They forgot about when Jesus got down. He's the great got down on his knees with a basin and washed their feet.
Yeah, I was gonna cover that later in this message. But that's good that you brought that up, because that's a perfect example of him, the great God, ministering to us. Jesus was trying to tell them that instead of wanting to be served, we who are to become leaders must first humble ourselves to be servants. Understand that true leaders realize that serving others is the only way to lead with a pure heart, free of pride and arrogance. Here are things to remember when being a leader. Number one, leaders love those who they lead. They love their congregation. They love the people they lead with a pure heart. Scripture tells us that God is love. Therefore, we must follow his example, and his commandment is to love one another, as it is written in John 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. His commandment is for us to, for real. And his commandment is for us to love others as he loves, not our definition of love, which is limited, but his.
Which one of our pastors we used to call sloppy agape.
that's the kind of love that, you know, you leave it up to us,
not
sloppy agape.
Right.
With God's love, it's unconditional, and there are no limitations to his love. Number two, leaders invest in others. Real leaders will invest in others. Leaders should invest in their teammates, just as Jesus did. He invested his time and life in us. We are his teammates, his partners, and he invested his time, his life in us. Number three, a true leader serves his students, disciples, family, and loved ones, like Jesus, our true leader. For example, like you brought up, Pastor Tasila, during the Last Supper, Christ washed the feet of his disciples, leaving his position of authority at the head of the table. And not just at the head of the table, but him being the King of Glory. What is true leadership? Leadership is stewarding one's God-given gifts, abilities, and opportunities and using them to influence and serve others in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of God the Father. True leaders should lead. They should guide, which means that they must bring or take someone somewhere. Spiritually, physically, or mentally. Take someone somewhere. For example, the Holy Spirit is our ultimate leader. Let me repeat that. I said the Holy Spirit is our ultimate leader. This is what Jesus said in John 16, verse 13. He said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." What does it mean? What does it mean to follow? If he's the Spirit of truth and he will lead us and guide us and show us the things to come, that means that we have to follow. And so what does it mean to follow? To follow means to move along behind someone who is the guide or leader, or to move along a route or path that the leader has left, like following the path that Jesus gave us, which is the pathway to life. When we follow that path, we are following Jesus. When we follow someone, we must submit to that person, knowing that they know the way to your destination. For example, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Paul became a good leader because he learned how to follow. Sometimes the Lord will have you follow a person. For example, Elijah was led by the Spirit of the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord would take him many times to who knows where, and many of them said that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord could take you and we won't know where you are, and no one will know where he went.
Transportation.
Yes, translocation. Yes, he can do that. He was doing that back then. This was before he was taken up into heaven to stay, you know. He was still transported or translocated to different places. The Spirit of the Lord led him to Jericho and other places, but Elijah followed him. Elijah followed him and would not leave his side. Elijah eventually became a leader himself after Elijah was taken up, but he had to follow first. He had to follow. He had to learn how to follow before he became a leader. You can't be a leader until you learn how to follow. This is what Jesus said in Matthew.
You can't be in authority unless you learn how to submit to authority.
To authority. That is so true. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life." That is so hard for many people to do. He said, if you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life. And you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own, as you continually surrender to my ways. Many people aren't willing to do
this. That's a hard saying. Yeah.
Many aren't willing to do this, yet they want to be leaders. We must learn to obey the voice of the Lord. When he says move, you move. When he says be still, be still. Like Abraham was told to leave his family. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you." So if the Lord is going to show him, that meant he had to somehow follow the Lord. Abraham was obedient and he left, as it is written in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and who were the heirs with him of the same promise. But you know, Isaac and Jacob still had to follow Abraham, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham had to walk by faith and not by sight. And we have to do the same, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Paul says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Understand that God still talks to us today, just as he did in the Old Testament. He can talk to us audibly, you know, loud like thunder. And you've heard that. I've heard that too. Or in a soft whisper, or through music. Or he will talk to us, Holy Spirit to our spirit, or with a strong impression that comes to us in the form of a thought that moves you to do or say something. Or he talks to us through angels, through the revelation of dreams and visions, Or he can talk to you while you are actually in your dreams and visions. Or he can talk to you through his written word, the Bible, the scriptures. He can give you an experience. He can give you an experience by taking you to heaven and literally talking to you there while you're in his presence in heaven. Or he can talk to you through other people, like strangers, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and so on. He can talk to you. The point is, when he talks, we must listen and obey and follow his directions and instructions. Moses had to obey the voice of the Lord, Exodus 8, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Now, by Moses obeying the Lord, that means he followed the Lord. Obedience, following him. The children of Israel had to follow the glory cloud in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 38. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because of the cloud, because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all of Israel, all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. So if the cloud covered the tabernacle and was on top of the tabernacle and in the tabernacle and covered it, then the children of Israel knew to be still. Don't move forward. Be still. But when the Lord lifted the cloud above the tabernacle, then the children of Israel knew to walk. They had to follow. They had to follow. They had to follow Moses as he followed the Lord out of Egypt into the wilderness. Joshua had to follow the directions of the Lord. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto the land which I do give to you, to them even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And the Lord assured Joshua that he's with him. He will be with him. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. We have to take that word to ourselves. The Lord will be with us. He will not fail us nor forsake us. Then the children of Israel made the decision to follow Joshua. They had to follow Joshua as he followed the Lord in order for them to go into the promised land. They could not go into the promised land unless they followed Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 18. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto you. Only the Lord thy God be with you. In other words, make sure the Lord is with you, Joshua. We're willing to follow you, but you make sure God is with you as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against your commandment and will not hearken unto your words and all that you commandest him, he shall be put to death. Then they go back and say, only be strong, Joshua, and of a good courage. So they want to make sure you're following the Lord, Joshua, and we're following you. King David always followed the leading of the Lord with complete obedience. In one instance, David asked the Lord if he should pursue his enemies. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 23 through 25, and this is what the Lord said. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, God said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going or a marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before you to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gezer. The Lord went, and David followed. David learned how to follow the Lord. David referred to the Lord as being his shepherd. You see, at the mulberry trees, what David heard was God marching forward before them, and he followed. David referred to the Lord as being his shepherd, which means that he is a sheep. If the Lord is my shepherd, that means I'm his sheep. We are his sheep. Therefore, we are to follow the Lord because he is truly our shepherd, and sheep follow their shepherd. As David wrote in Psalm 23, verses 1, 2, and 3, I first understand that sheep follow the shepherd because the sheep know their shepherd's voice. And even Jesus said it, my sheep know my voice. His people know his voice, and they won't listen to any other voice, but you have to have a good relationship with the Lord so that you will know his voice. David wrote in Psalm 23, verses 1, 2, and 3, a psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As long as we follow the Lord, our shepherd, we lack nothing and have need of nothing. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads us to green pastures. That means plentiful. It means life. When you see green pastures, that means life, food continually. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That means he leads us to the way of peace, his peace. Still waters represents peace. It means it's very peaceful. If you're ever out in the woods somewhere and you come across a little lake and it's very peaceful. It's no ripples, no runs. The wind isn't blowing on it. Nothing's falling in it. It's just still, so still that you can see your face like looking in the mirror. It's peaceful. He restoreth my soul. Our very souls is revived. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He continually leads us in his righteous paths, for his ways are righteous. Therefore, those who follow him are righteous. The apostles learned to follow Jesus wherever he went, being trained and observing him as he worked. The apostles continued to follow Jesus after his resurrection by following the Holy Spirit. They were in tune with the Holy Spirit. He spoke to them collectively. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. They listened and obeyed the Holy Spirit as he directed them. They separated Paul and Barnabas, and Paul and Barnabas went out about to minister the gospel to whoever would hear and receive them. The Holy Spirit will tell them where to go and where not to go, as it is written in Acts chapter 16, verse 8. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden, they were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. The Holy Spirit, for some reason, didn't want them to preach in Asia at that time. And they obeyed him. and did not go to Asia. They did well to obey. That's part of following the Holy Spirit. If God has made you a leader or a ruler in this hour, or if you are being trained to become rulers and leaders, then you must rule and lead in righteousness. As it is written in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 2 and 3, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. We must rule and lead in the fear of God, which means we must follow God, follow his Spirit, follow Jesus. We are to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in this hour, especially now. Our very lives depend on it as we see the wickedness of man growing and growing on this earth with so-called, you know, aliens, AI, man-made viruses, chips and vaccines, vaccinations and tech wars, the mixing of human DNA with animal DNA, and mixing human and machine, humans and machine, also human, drug and gun trafficking, with wickedness, deceit, and lies in governments all over the world. A wicked Babylonian system of bondage, also known as the One World Order. Homosexuality and transgender rights, abortions, witchcraft in its many forms, and many of God's people are getting wrapped up into all of this mess. Why? How can this happen? Because they have not humbled themselves to God's leadership. Instead, they are leading themselves or allowing others to lead them, while the others that are leading them are being led by demons also. We must always follow the leading of God's Spirit if we are to be sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. You guys know it. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We follow the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, who is within us. The Holy Spirit is upon us, in us, and works through us. He is Christ in you. We are to continue to follow the Spirit of God, even until we literally see Jesus himself in his divine flesh riding on a white horse. And we are to continually follow him as he judge the evil in this world, because we will be among the armies of heaven. Revelation 19, verse 11 through 14. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness doth he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. This is when we will witness the destruction of the wicked, those who hate God, those who hate Jesus, and those who hate us because we are his people. We are the saints of the Most High God. So don't envy the wicked. Their day is coming, and the demons that govern them, the lake of fire is waiting for all of them, while they will be, you know, the lake of fire is waiting on them, and while they're suffering in the lake of fire, while they're suffering from being separated totally from God's goodness, we will shine like lights in the firmament of heaven. Daniel 12, verse 3, and they that be wise, are you guys wise? Let's be wise in this hour. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The Lord is our banner, and we fight under his command as we follow him wherever he goes. We must follow. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the message. Praise God. And I pray that you guys understood this message and the things that we're trying to bring across, how it's so important in this hour for us to follow the Lord. He paid the price for us. And when he speaks, we really, really have to follow him and obey him. He is the king. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Lord, when I thought I was something in my eyes, never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last.
Hallelujah. He deserves it. He is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory.
Glory to the King. I love that song. He is so worthy to be praised and loved and worshiped. And Pastor Steve, we're in a time right now where we got to follow Revelation 14:4 when it says, "And these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb." We got to realize who we are in Christ, and we have to follow him right now. We can't just make stuff up and do our own thing. I know a lot of people feel liberated and liberal and want to do what they want to do. But we're in a time where it's real important of a couple of things. One is that we hear God's voice, have discernment and understanding. We need to hear so that we can be led. Like you said in Romans 8, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And Jesus said, "And my sheep, they hear my voice, and they follow it." We are in that hour right now, like never before, that we really got to spend our secret place time. We got to get our own. Everybody got to create their own secret place in the Lord so that they can have an audience with the King. Stop trying to go to so many conferences and get a word and all. And you've got a word. You got a Bible. You have a word. You have your knees. You got a word. Just get down into your own secret place. It's time to cut off and enter the chambers and shut the doors and let the Holy Spirit minister to you and download God's will and cover you and your family in this hour. God has a place for all that the ones that belong to him to be in a shelter and in a cover, so when the indignation can pass by, the wickedness can pass by like it did the children of Israel when God was coming after Pharaoh. And he had the death angel come through, but he had them to apply the blood at the doorpost. And when the wickedness came through, it just passed them all by. They had nothing to do with it. It's judgment on the earth, but the judgment is not for the children of God. It's for the wickedness that has to be addressed in the earth so that they'll learn that there is a one true living God. And those that belong to the Lord, you got to hear his voice so that you will know this is the way, walking in it. Don't go to the right or the left, and 10,000 will fall to your right and 1,000 to your left, but it will not come nigh your dwelling if you follow him. It's time that you follow him. It don't wait until disaster comes or bombing comes and darkness comes. Don't wait for all these the plagues that you see on the wicked people, and you feel like, oh no, that's for us, it's not for you. But when you want to get into the place where God says, come in, I know you, you don't want him to say, I don't know you, I never knew you, I don't know who you are. When you're spending time with someone, they know you, they love you, and you all are friends, and you know what's going on. No one can come and tell you something about your friend that your friend haven't already revealed to you. And that's how it is about Christ. You can't miss when you are spending time and having intimacy. Intimacy is into me, into him. That's what intimacy is. You're into him, not just passing by. Oh, Lord, help me get this. Help me. Lord, help, help. Not just that, but, Lord, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're kind, knowing, you know, praising him for his personality and the things he's done and who he is and how great he is. And we're in that time right now where you have to get into your secret place and intimacy. Amen, Pastor C.
Amen. And you have to hear his voice. And the only way to really hear his voice on a continual basis is if we spend that private, personal time with him and be sensitive to him. When your ears and your senses are sensitive to the Lord, he will speak to you and you will hear him. The Lord is talking in this hour. You know, Pastor Tosila, I love it. When we were talking earlier today, and we were talking about how great and wonderful the Lord is, and you said, and just to think he's so great and wonderful, and I'm so glad that he's a good God. I'm so glad he's a good God, and I am too. And it's good to know that God is real. He is alive. He lives.
And
he is real. And he's
and
kind
loving.
And loving and patient. You know, and that's one thing we have to put in our spirit. God is. He exists. He is real. Our God truly, truly lives. Praise the Lord.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can change?
song. He lives.
Yeah.
Our Redeemer is alive. He's a living God. He's not like these false gods that's around here and people worshiping these false gods, these demons and objects and all that kind of stuff, even organizations. They're worshiping this. And these,
when we got into the ministry, the Lord said, let them know that I am real.
He
is the one true living God. And I love it. I wanted to read this, John 14:26. We're talking about following the Holy Spirit. And it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you, meaning the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will bring back. I know some people that have been into the heavens and back, and they're operating on like 16 tracks in their mind. They're not like a one or do. Well, I don't know. Let me see. And filler cuss words and all that kind of stuff. They're one. And you think they were a robot the way that they're talking, because they have a lot to say from the kingdom of God. It has refreshed and renewed their minds. And God says that we have that ability also to have a renewed and a refreshed mind and a transformed mind by the Holy Spirit and his word. Hallelujah. We hope and pray that you guys have been blessed today by listening to Pastor Key and myself. And we know that our Redeemer is a one true living God. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, that we bow the knee to. And every person will be bowing their knee and confessing that he is the King of Kings. And good night, everybody. Have a blessed night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good. Bye-bye.